This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, December 1st, 2006. And I am so sorry I didn't have a show on Thursday. I was very busy dealing with my kitchen because I said earlier this week that if you didn't hear a show on, I guess it was Tuesday at that time, that my countertops had been installed, but they weren't installed on Tuesday, they were installed on Wednesday, and that made it hard to record a show for Thursday's show, so I didn't have a show on Thursday. Now, I'm trying to play a little bit of music, some Charlie Brown Christmas music, but I need to play it much lower because we have a new listener named Nick Thomas, and actually he has his own podcast, Nick Thomas. I'm not sure if he's on iTunes or not, but I just subscribed to his feed through his blog. And he left a couple comments, and that's how I found him. But anyway, he had mentioned on his show that the music was too distracting. He was trying to figure out what the music was, so I'm just going to try to play it really low, almost so you can't even hear it. Maybe you can hear it a little bit, but not too loud. Anyway, so I get home from work on Wednesday, and the countertop has been installed, but none of the plumbing was done. Like the sink was in, because it's an undermount sink, so they had to do that when they put the countertop in, but they didn't hook up the drain or the disposal or the dishwasher or anything, so all of that wasn't done, but the countertop was done. However, as some of you may know from reading my blog, the countertop was not as I expected. The color was perfect, the size of it was perfect, everything, but where the countertop hits the wall, touches the wall on either end, not on the back, but in either end, it is short. On one side, it's short by almost 3/4 of an inch, maybe a little bit more than 1/2 of an inch. And on the other side, the right side, it's about 1/4 to 1/2 an inch. All the way, there's a gap between the countertop and the wall. And I had told my kitchen designer specifically that I did not want to have any side splashes because that takes up space, usable counter space. So seeing that gap really pissed me off. And then after I got over my being pissed off a bit, I opened the note that was from my kitchen designer because she was there the day that the countertop was installed. And she had written me this long note explaining that she was very dissatisfied with the installation of the countertop and that I had two options. One, I could have them rip out the entire countertop and start over, measuring much better the second time, or I could have them put in side splashes to cover up the gaps. So, after thinking about it for a while and not wanting to wait another 2 weeks for the countertop and the kitchen to be back together, I decided that side splashes were not that big of a deal and I could go with side splashes. However, the side splashes will only be 1/2 an inch. You know, 1/2 an inch wide, so they'll cover the gap, but they won't take up too much space or the counter space. And she told me that they would be, you know, tastefully done. But she also suggested that they replace the backsplash on the countertop because the backsplash is like, it was like a 1 1/4 inches wide, and it's it does stick out. But by itself, it looks fine. But I guess with the 1/2 inch side splashes, it would look weird. So we're going to go ahead and replace the backsplash too and just do the backsplash and the side splashes all the same size so it'll be more uniform. So I have that to deal with, and that'll probably be happening, I guess, I don't know when, next week maybe. I don't know how long it's going to take them to make the side splashes and the backsplash again. In any case, Wednesday night, I spent the entire evening filling all of the lower cabinets and drawers and under the sink. But I filled up all the drawers, the pots and pans, the Tupperware, the silverware, the knife drawer, the all that stuff. I filled up all the drawers, and then I cleaned the kitchen really well. Because they didn't make any mess whatsoever putting the countertop in. They didn't have to drill a hole. The hole was already in there for the faucet. So there was no dust generated, so I went ahead and took that opportunity to clean the kitchen top to bottom so it's absolutely spotless. And I went ahead and hung a picture in the kitchen to help cover up the electrical panel because it's on the one wall that's visible, and I wanted to cover up as much as possible. So this picture covers almost the entire electrical panel. It makes it look much better. You're not looking at the panel, you're looking at the picture. Anyway, and then I went ahead and spent some time cleaning up my dining room and getting my dining room back together. Of course, this was after I'd already moved the refrigerator out of the dining room and back into the kitchen and got that plugged in and set up and everything. So I was dead tired Wednesday evening. I didn't finish till like 9:30. So I didn't have any time to do a podcast, but luckily I'd warned you, so hopefully there was no disappointment that there wasn't a podcast on Thursday. There was plenty of other podcasts to listen to. So on Thursday, yesterday, the contractor came in, my regular contractor, not the countertop guy, but the regular contractor came in, and he hooked up the disposal, the faucet, the dishwasher, and basically finished the kitchen. The kitchen is basically done. He had to, because of the way the countertop was, he had to raise the dishwasher because I was not happy with the gap between the top of the dishwasher and the countertop. It should be very minimal, and there was like about an inch and a half, so I left him a note to raise the dishwasher, and he did, and it looks fine. And the same thing with the stove. The countertop was a little bit higher than the stove, and I wanted to have the stove at the same height as the countertop, of course, so he spent some time and raised that up too. And the only issue that's still, besides the countertop backsplash and side splashes, is the one drawer that's next to the sink. It makes a squeaking noise when you pull it out. And the contractor left me a note today, or on Thursday, I should say, saying that he looked at the drawer, he greased the drawer, he pulled it out, he adjusted the slides. I mean, he said he did all this stuff. And it still makes a little bit of a squeak. So I think I'm just going to have to live with a little squeak, and just, you know, live with it for the rest of my life. but anyway, actually, it's not that big of a deal. I can deal with that. So the kitchen looks great. It's basically done, except for the backsplash and the side splashes. So today I ran the dishwasher, made sure that was working, made sure there was no leak, and sure enough, there was no leak. I played with the new faucet, which is really cool. And I've got a really long, you know, it's the kind of faucet where the spray thing pulls out of the faucet. So it's all one piece. There's no other little thing sitting on the countertop. And I played with that, and it's got a little spray function and the regular regular water jet, whatever. And that's really cool. And the sink is nice and deep, and the disposal works, and everything is really nice. And it's all brand new, and, you know, it looks beautiful. And I went ahead, after I finished putting some stuff together and cleaning up it a little bit more, I took some pictures of the kitchen, of the final kitchen, and I'm going to post them on my blog. So if you're interested in seeing what the kitchen looks like, go to my blog, which is www.archer.archer.com/blog.html. Oh, please, you know where my blog is. Anyway, so you can see some pictures there, and I almost did like a like around the kitchen kind of pictures. You can see where the refrigerator is and where the countertop, how the countertop looks and the sink and the faucet and so forth. It looks really good. So go to the blog and you can check out pictures of the kitchen. The only thing that needs to be done now that the kitchen's done, is I need to have my carpeting replaced. And luckily, I got a letter from my condo association saying that they had approved all of the reimbursements from damages. For those of you who are new, back in July, I had basically a flood in my condo. The dish or the washing machine on the eighth floor above me, the hose burst and flooded my condo and basically ruined my carpeting. So I have been bugging them for 4 months to, you know, get this solved and let's get a check so I can get my carpet replaced, which has worked out well because I didn't really want to do the carpeting until the kitchen was done. Well, now the kitchen's done, I got a letter saying that the condo association had approved the disbursement of funds for the damages caused, and I should be receiving a check like mid-December. So, and it's actually for a little bit more than I was expecting, so I think I will have no problem replacing the carpeting. However, I think I've decided to not replace the carpeting, but actually go with like a, I want to say a hardwood, but I'm in a condo, a high-rise condo, and I know I know you can't do hardwood in a condo unless you do the glue down type, but so anyway, I've decided to go with wood and either do a laminate floor or the glue down wood floor. It all depends on the cost and how much money I'm going to have for the job and so forth. So I think I'm going to wait until the new year to do that because I'm just tired of all the construction. Granted, again, it's been exactly 4 weeks that I've been doing this renovation. So let's see, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 4 weeks that I've been doing this renovation. And I actually think that's pretty damn good from start to finish, 4 weeks. And that's, I'm pleased with that. So, and I absolutely love the way the kitchen looks. However, again, looking at the color that I painted the kitchen, I think I'm going to go with yellow because I don't like the red. It's way too dark and just it's way too red. Even though my kitchen designer still thinks that a brownish red would be better and not yellow, but I'm going to, you know, as I said, live with it for a while and make up my mind later. But I could, you know, because you can always paint the kitchen. That's something you can always change. So even though I don't like, it's not that I don't like it. It's just too red. I really think now that I see the countertops in with the cabinets and the flooring and so forth, I really think yellow would be okay. Even though my kitchen designer says that yellow would make everything, you know, like wash out or whatever, or, you know, blend too well, whereas the wall stands out. But I'm going to look into it, and I think I'm going to go with the yellow. I think I'm going to go with the yellow. But that might be spring break or Christmas break or next summer. I don't know. We'll just see. Excuse me. Moving along, I know you all are tired of hearing the kitchen. You'll probably only hear about the kitchen one more time when I finally get the backsplash and side splashes finished and complete and done and so forth. But now I'm living in the kitchen. I've got water, I've got the refrigerator, I've got the dishwasher, stove, everything, and it's all perfect. So, enough about the kitchen. A couple other things. I mentioned Nick Thomas's podcast. I just started listening to his show. I'm not sure that he's on iTunes. I found it through his link. But Nick, I hope that this music is not too loud for you and you're able to concentrate and focus on the content, what I'm talking about. In any case, I've been starting to listen to your show, and I appreciate the shout-out you had on your show for me. Moving along, as you know, yesterday was November 30th, and that marked the end of the hurricane season. And the hurricane season ended up being nothing like the predictions. They were predicting something like 13 named storms and 6 major storms, possibly 3 major storms hitting the U.S., and we just didn't see that this year. So luckily, they were wrong. But what the Weather Service is calling, not the Weather Service, but people are saying now, is that we are going to have a really rough winter, that we're going to see a lot of snow this winter, at least in my area, in the Washington, D.C. / East Coast area, that we're going to see a lot of snow. And I know that there's this huge cold front coming through now that's causing lots of havoc, and we're supposed to see today, as you're listening to this, lots of rain and high winds today on Friday, so I'm hoping that it doesn't turn into anything too bad. But the thing is, it's not going to be snow for us because our temperatures are way too high. It was like 67 degrees today, and it was hot. I wish I had still had air conditioning because I would have it on. Not that I don't have air conditioning, but I live in the kind of building where they turn the air conditioning off at a certain time and turn the heat on another time. So that's a pain in the butt. But even so, I still can deal with fine. I have all the windows open. And I'll probably sleep with the windows open tonight because it's just way too freaking warm. Anyway, so the winter might be tough. And, I guess it's okay, but we haven't seen a tough winter for a couple years. And a little bit of snow would be nice, but I don't want it to be too bad because, you know, I have my new car. And I have no idea how it would drive in the snow, so I have to be very careful. Anyway, enough about the hurricane season. I wanted to tell a story of something that happened Wednesday morning on my way to work. As I was telling you, the weather has been very warm and moist, I should say. The humidity is pretty high and the temperatures are pretty high. Well, what that causes is in the evening when the sun goes down, the temperatures drop down to the high 40s, low 50s, and that causes fog in the morning. So anyway, Wednesday morning, I'm, you know, getting ready to get in my car, and I'm what I decided to do was to wipe all the mist and stuff off the windows so that I could see out the windows, because with this fog and stuff, it's harder to see through your windows, especially if you don't sit there and let your car warm up to dry off the windows. So anyway, I'm standing at my car and I'm wiping off the windows, and it's very foggy. I really can't see too much. And as I'm wiping off the windows, I hear this woman's voice go, "Oh," like that. Not like a, I know that sounded like it was way too pleasurable, but no, it was like a little bit of a scream, but surprise, I guess. Anyway, so I quickly turn my head and I see that the car that was leaving the parking lot before I got into my car had hit two people who were walking across the street. And the lady, I guess, was reacting to being hit. And I shouldn't say hit. I think they were tapped. I saw this guy getting in his car, too. And he must have been in a hurry because he didn't clean off his windows and he didn't let his car warm up to dry off the windows or anything like that. And it was very foggy. And what we have is we have like a walkway between two sidewalks where we can drive through and get to the parking lot. Well, people have to cross there to get to the bus stop or the main road or whatever. So this guy must not have been paying attention, and he was driving up. There's a little bit of an incline, and he must have tapped these people. Well, at first I thought there was only one person, like the woman, because I only saw the woman. And then as I was watching what was going on, I see this other guy pop up, and I thought, oh my God, has he been laying on the ground? As it turns out, he dropped a bunch of folders he had, and he was picking up the papers. So I didn't think these people were really hurt because they were standing there talking. The guy got out of his car and he was apologizing profusely and explaining that he couldn't see and all this stuff, and he didn't realize they were there. I mean, he was extremely apologetic. Well, they were standing there talking for a couple minutes. I couldn't hear what the people were saying. I could just hear this guy saying that he was sorry at the beginning. But so they stood there for a couple minutes, and I'm ready to leave, and they're blocking the driveway to get out of the parking lot. And so I didn't move. I wanted to make sure they were gone before I even left, because I don't want them to get hit again, let's say. But as I'm sitting there, the woman is like holding her chest, and she's touching her face, and she's saying, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh." And I don't even think she was hit. I think the guy who was walking like right behind her, like I think they were walking together, but... And it looks like he was just tapped because he had leaned down to get his papers that he had dropped, and they were walking. I mean, like they were like, you know, walking around the car and stuff, and they were fine. It seemed like they were fine. Well, I thought they were going to walk on, because obviously they were walking towards the bus stop, but instead they stopped and walked back into the building, and I could see that they were at the front desk. Well, the guy who hit them decided that I guess they had talked and they were going to exchange insurance information or something, but he parked his car back in the spot and walked back in the building. Well, once the parking lot was clear, I left, but I'm assuming that they either called the police or called the insurance companies or something, or I hope not the ambulance, for God's sakes, because the people were walking, they seemed to be fine. But the first thing I thought of once I saw that lady, like, you know, not moaning, but, you know, going, "Oh, oh," stuff like that, I thought, oh my God, lawsuit. This poor guy is going to be sued. And the thing is, you can tell he's not very rich or well off or whatever, because he drives this teeny little car that's really beat up. Poor guy, I felt sorry for him. And I really, again, I don't think the people were really hurt at all, but, you know, what do I know? I'm not a doctor, and I didn't stick around to find out. But they were walking. They were fine. They were walking and talking. And I think they were only tapped. Like, the guy was probably just, you know, inching slowly up the little incline and, you know, looked up, or maybe he was looking down, looked up just in time to see them and tapped them with his bumper. I don't know. In any case, it was a little scary at first, but then I realized that, oh God, this is going to be a lawsuit and, you know, typical of people to sue. I mean, it was totally an accident. Anyway. Okay. So that's the story about the people getting hit in the foggy parking lot. No big deal. But now, let's talk about the weekend. The weekend's coming up. I know that the boyfriend, as I mentioned, I believe on Wednesday's show, that the boyfriend and I are extremely booked for the whole month of December. Every weekend has something going on, and this weekend is no exception. We have plans to go to a party, a friend's party they're having on Saturday night, And Saturday during the day, we're going to decorate the boyfriend's tree, Christmas tree. However, we might be changing plans because if the weather is so bad on today that the Christmas trees aren't out or dry or whatever by Friday, by Saturday morning, we may not do his tree. In that case, I'm not sure what we'll do. But we do have plans to go to a party, a Christmas party, on Saturday night, and that should be fun. And Sunday, I have no idea what we're doing Sunday. I should look at my little Yahoo calendar and see. Oh, we're going back to Grey Ghost Winery because it's their holiday open house. And they do this cool thing where, well, of course, they serve wines and tastings and all that stuff. But they have this little contest where they have made all these Christmas decorations out of corks, out of used corks. And you have to guess, they choose one of them, and you have to guess how many corks it took to create this decoration or whatever. And last year we went, we guessed, but we didn't win, of course. It's kind of hard to estimate how many corks make up this thing, because it ends up being like thousands and thousands of corks. So anyway, so that should be fun on Sunday, and then another week, but yet we only have 3 more weeks until Christmas vacation, or should I say holiday vacation or winter vacation. I don't know, you know, I don't know what people are calling it or what you want to call it, but I'm going to call it the Christmas break because it is a break between Christmas and New Year's. And the boyfriend will be gone. He'll be in Louisiana visiting his parents. Yeah, so that's what's going on the weekend. I'm sure that we will, actually, we're not going to have as much of a drama getting the boyfriend's tree as we did last year because both of us have gotten rid of our SUVs. Last year, we both had SUVs, and we used my SUV to get his Christmas tree, but neither one of us have SUVs this year, so the tree will have to be tied on top of his car, because I'm not getting my car full of sap like I did last year. And we know we won't have the problem getting the tree stand to work, because last year we had to buy a brand new stand, so that won't be an issue. So really, it will just be a matter of getting the tree, getting it in the house, and spending the time to decorate it. So we'll see how that goes. And the boyfriend has a lot of really nice decorations. And we'll listen to Christmas music and just have a great old time. And, of course, have a couple of glasses of wine. Maybe I'll try to record some audio this weekend with the boyfriend. I know he hasn't been on in a while, but he's been just as busy as I have been, you know, because he got a new dishwasher on Tuesday, and he's very happy about that. What was I just going to say? Oh, I know what I was going to say. I have plans to get the video camera out and videotape or, you know, show you the new kitchen as compared to the old kitchen. Because before the old kitchen was torn apart, I videotaped and talked about the old kitchen. And now I'm going to do the same thing for the new kitchen and then put the two videos together. So you have that to look forward to. And you know what else I did? I forgot to tell you this. Before the countertop was installed on Wednesday, I still had Thanksgiving Day's paper, the newspaper, the Washington Post, intact, all of the sections all intact. So what I did was there's a little bit of space between my cabinet and the wall, and I put the newspaper, slid the newspaper down in there so that whoever renovates the kitchen next will, you know, in 30 years or whatever. Did I already tell you this story? I don't remember. In any case, in like 30 years, when they tear up the kitchen or whatever, they'll see this newspaper and find out when the kitchen was renovated. I think that would be cool for the next person who owns my condo. I doubt I'll own it for another 30 years, but anyway. Anyway, boys and girls, it's time to wrap this up. Thank you so much for listening. So sorry again about not having a show on Thursday, but obviously you survived. And I want you to have a great weekend and come back next week for some more podcasts. I think that's all. So, boys and girls, until next time. Bye. I should